Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center. We're out here. It's a new week. Commanders getting ready for the Vikings. You're listening to us, hopefully, on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
I don't know. I hope we're on the air. Let's start with that. We've got some technical hurdles today, which always makes things fun. Caps get another big win last night. They've now won five in a row, B. Just playing really good hockey. 3-1 win on the road against L.A. They were underdogs in that one. Tom Wilson is just an absolute machine right now.
Tom's been a maniac for years, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's junk, the reputation that precedes Wilson, but I kind of think he's outrunning it now. Well, if anybody thinks he's just a fighter, that dude is a goal scorer.
Well, he's gotten better every year at the hockey aspect of it, but he will whoop your ass if you go and do something wrong. And I think that's you got to have people in hockey like that, because there are a bunch of people out there that just goes out there and do stupid stuff. And you need someone that's bad enough to where you know if you do it against this team, you got a problem.
Right.
Because let's be real now, he can go out there and handle a little business, boom, 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 and then when you do something stupid, he can afford 2 minutes.
Sure.
You know, hit you right in your damn temple.
Dude,
you know?
They've played, I want to be sure I got this right. Caps have played 27 games, I believe. Willie's got 16 goals.
Willie's rolling, bro.
Dude, I mean, that is legit, man.
Man, look, he went from that situation of where, you know, everyone thought he was just the, you know, the, what you call him?
The enforcer.
The enforcer, to where, no, this guy can actually play hockey.
Well,
that just happens to be able to throw hands better than most of them.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
So the Caps have now won five in a row. They got to be up near the top now of the Metro, because they moved all the way up to third yesterday. Yeah, dude, they're now tied with the Hurricanes in first place in the Metro.
And they were sitting way, way back at first.
Dude.
But they were right
last
there.
Last week, they were two points.
Like,
right. And when we had Joe B on, he talked about how jumbled it all is. You know, it still really is. If you look at the Caps and the Hurricanes are tied at first in the Metro with 34 points each. Columbus, who looks like the worst team in the Metro, is only 5 points back at 29.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, if you look at the Atlantic, just the other side of the Eastern Conference, like, they don't have these bad teams, it looks like. Well, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs have the lowest point total in the Eastern Conference, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Well, I would not have expected that.
We're not worried about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's,
you know,
Tom, so much football left.
It's a little thing out there that goes around the internet where this guy say, try Jesus, don't try me, because I throw hands. That's Tom Wilson.
I like that a lot.
That's Tom Wilson right there.
I was curious about this because I think Huey, who helps us on the Monumental side, when we were talking about the Olympic break coming in hockey, Huey was telling us like what Caps players might get Olympic invites. And I think like Martin Ferravari might make it for Slovakia or something, right?
Okay.
Obviously, the Canadian team is a wagon, and Canada's got a lot of options. But I think Wilson is a contender for the Olympic team.
I would say
right?
so. Yeah.
Do you think any of that is added motivation for him this year? Like, dude, I'm going to ball out because I want to get on this damn Olympic
team. I think he's improved every year. But, of course, you have a chance to play on the Olympic team for your country. You're going to come out here and say, you know what, I'm giving everything I have, which I think he's always done. But he may be just a little bit more in tune this time. You know what I mean? And you watch him in some games, I don't think he shoots as much as he should. Like, watching him over the years, Tom will score goals, but there are chances where he could take them and he'll just pass it to somebody else. But I think this year now, he's probably gotten to a point where I could take this shot. You know I can make this one. And why not?
Yeah.
Hell, if you got the skill to do it, go for it, brother.
100%, why not? Caps got a big win, 5 in a row, dude. That is significant in hockey. That is an every night sport, and they go again tonight. So, listen, I do not make professional sports schedules. I think that's a very complicated job, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Caps are playing they played in L.A. last night. Tonight, they have a back-to-back, but it's not against the other L.A. team. They got to hop on a plane and go to San Jose. Then they come back Friday night. But then they come back Friday night to play the other L.A. team. They play in Anaheim.
Why not
play the two L.A. teams and then go up north?
Hey, just decide. It didn't work like that. You got to remember, it's 84 games per team.
82.
And you got to mix them up together. Sometimes you just can't fall like that.
Yeah, for sure. Wiz, we're riding a little hot. Cooled off a bit last night. They lost to the Sixers, but that's okay.
By how much?
The Sixers covered. Is that what you were wondering? 121-102.
Did Jeff take the Wiz?
I think he took Philly. I don't know that. I also don't know that we can hear from Jeff right now, so I'm not going to ask him. I think the Wiz are down a lot of guys right now. Like, a lot of guys didn't play last night, and we all know what the Wiz are doing. Like, I'm not going to be mad at the Wiz losing last night. I think we're going to focus more on kind of what the Caps are doing. 5 in a row is no joke,
yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. I talked to Jimbo and Jim this morning, and my man Jim was telling me that we got to stop putting Barstool Nate on the air. And maybe you're right, Jim, but Nate Dogg did make a good point yesterday talking hockey. Maybe we just only let Nate talk hockey. Maybe that's our best path forward. But he said, he's like, this is what the Caps do. Maybe they start a little slow because you've got veteran players kind of getting up to speed, but let them get past Thanksgiving into Christmas season, and they're going to get red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it the last few seasons, and it's
they
have my.
If they've done it the last few seasons, that's just what they do now.
They have my attention.
It's not hard to predict that, then, if that's what all they do all the time.
They're not hard to find. Speaking of hard to find, I went out with all my high school boys last night, and we went to Capitol Grill. Shout out to Abdul, just a tremendous, tremendous waiter. We had a great time. I got an 8-ounce filet.
Capitol Grill right on Pennsylvania?
Nah, the one up by me.
Oh,
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase area.
Had a great dinner. I wasn't moving my fastest this morning, though, Brian. I got to be honest with you.
Jay, you have given into the old man age, bro.
I mean, I had to get up and get the girls out the door and,
yeah,
you know, do my thing.
You get up and move, homie.
We've gotten a little bit of information. The Saturday Week 16 game.
5 o'clock.
So I guess those two games are 5 and 8:30?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Something like that.
5 o'clock kick. When the other game was Bears-Packers, and that's going to probably have – major ramifications for the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Washington was going to be the early game. Yeah. Now it's official. I do think if you are – now, you get into December 20th, and a lot of people are taking time off work. Kids are probably off school after that. I don't know if all schools are, but, like, are you – so Christmas is the 25th. Kids are definitely off Christmas Eve, the 24th. Like, are they really making kids go to school the 22nd and 23rd? Because those kids aren't going to learn a damn thing on those 2 days.
Hey, but you're on both sides of the fence, dog. You mad?
I'm mad about no.
You're mad, no, let me finish.
They
let
gave
me,
a, no, let me it finish. Was a rain I, delay, I, like it was finish. A baseball
let
game.
Let me finish. You're mad because kids don't go to school when it's raining because they're not going to learn. And then when they tell them to come to school, you say they're not going to learn.
No, no, no.
But if the kids ain't going to learn, they ain't going to learn.
I'm mad about a rain delay like it's the sixth inning of Nats Pirates in July.
Listen, bro, I tell you like this.
They had a rain delay. Well, school, you go to school in the rain.
All I know, Jay, is when I went to school, if it was the 22nd and 23rd, you know what I better did? I better learn. Because you know what? When I got home, I didn't learn something. Bless Mr. Senior was going to make sure I was going to know something.
You know what I was
doing? See, my dad would tap my ass.
If they were sending
some of these
me to school
people around
on
here,
December 22nd,
people don't want to
I was sneaking out to smoke cigarettes in the hallway.
See, you should have got your little ass whipped when you were younger.
I probably should have.
That's what I'm saying.
My point,
if you're in school, you pay attention.
My point, however, I paid very little attention. I wonder what do you think I could have done if I tried?
Hell, you might be you might be a president or something.
You know, that's what I said I wanted to be when I was little.
Well, you could be president. Have you been president of like your fraternity or something?
I was class president freshman year.
Freshman year, class president. What does that really get you?
Then I learned to drink beer, and a lot of things changed.
I mean, but like, let's be real. Most people that still were class presidents and stuff like that, they drank beer too.
Well, yeah, I left hand up. here's my point.
You just got to know how to stay focused.
Yeah, that's always been trouble. My point, however, was Saturday, 5 o'clock, going into the holidays, that might be the most ideal tailgating situation I've ever heard of. Now, granted, it could be kind of cold. Lord knows you might get a rain delay. But people Saturday, 5 o'clock, you don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. to get to the lot by 8:30. You get to the lot by noon?
Yeah, but
you got five hours.
The people that are tailgating, Jay, they're going to be out there ready to go by 10.
I agree.
And the people that are drinking won't be cold.
But listen, the tailgate Teds and Drew Cohen's of the world, the people like the Serbian boys that I go that roast pigs and everything,
yeah.
Like those people are locked in no matter what.
True.
But there is a portion of the fan base that's more casual about their tailgating. That they want to get there an hour before and hang out.
Yeah,
Saturday, 5 o'clock is perfect.
But let me just break it down for you. If it was Saturday at 5 or Saturday at 4, I don't see much difference. I'll say this.
That person that wants to roll in
and with 1 hour before, you might not have a parking spot. I think they know that too.
It gets harder. You got to ask somebody like move their cornhole boards and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the whole
thing. What is your ideal tailgate time?
Whenever the tailgate is going. See, my thing is,
8 o'clock game gets so late. The 5 o'clock, you and I got to work, we'll be there late. But like, you go to that game, 5 o'clock kick, you're out of there by 9.
If I'm going somewhere and I don't have to work or do anything of substance, and I'm tailgating,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I don't care what time it starts. If I'm there to relax.
There are still better times. Like you're locked in for the game, period. But I think Saturday, 5 o'clock is damn near ideal. Because Sunday, you get after that alarm hits Monday morning. You got to go to work. You go party all day Saturday. Sunday, maybe you wake up for church, but you could chill.
I just don't think of it like that, Jay.
I think that's ideal.
If it's 1 o'clock on Saturday, guess what I can think about? After all the stuff over, I got time to relax. If it's 5 o'clock on Saturday, I can hit it before and after. If it's on Sunday, I do the same. You know me. I come in at 4:30. I'm ready to go at 7:30. I just get up and go.
Sure. Good for you. I think Saturday 5 o'clock is perfect. It has it doesn't mean you can't enjoy other times, other spots, but Saturday, 5 o'clock, man, especially for a season where, I mean, by that point, you're just hoping to be the spoiler. I don't know. Philly's going to come in beleaguered, to say the least. So that's going to be fun. We still don't know. We still don't know game time for week 18, which is at Philly. The options for that game are New Year's Day, January 3rd, or January 4th. I kind of have a hard time believing this team and that game will be anything but Sunday 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But Philly could have a lot to play for.
New Year's Day is the first.
New Year's Day is the first.
I mean, is that Thursday?
Thursday.
I mean, it's not going to be that game.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Could be the Saturday window. Could be the it feels like a Sunday 1 o'clock to me, but we'll wait and see. That's as far as the scheduling goes, that is the last remaining kind of hurdle out there. But Week 18, I don't believe – I think the entire NFL – schedule's wide open. I don't think they schedule anything for week 18 until that week. I'll pull it up just to be sure on that. Yeah, the whole slate is TBD. Looking at week 18, you could have some bangers going, B. Seahawks-Niners that week. Panthers-Bucks could be to decide a division that week. Chiefs-Raiders doesn't have a ton of juice. Chargers-Broncos could be a big game. Colts-Texans could be to decide that AFC South. Lions, Bears could have a lot of ramifications. So they're going to have to put a game Thursday, right? Although I thought Thursday is kind of all college football. New Year's Day, right? Maybe there isn't a Thursday game.
I told you a long time ago, the NFL don't care about what day it's supposed to be.
I know.
They will put their game there, and guess what? They will win.
I'm curious if what they have slated is what I'm saying. Not that they care, because they don't have to. They can go up against anything. You know who's in for a rude awakening?
Who's that?
The NBA. You know what the NBA is going to have to do in 2 years? All-Star Weekend is going to get moved, because the Super Bowl is going to be on President's Day weekend. And
well, you know,
the NBA can pretend.
LeBron said Christmas was their thing last year, and one game destroyed all of their games.
Right.
I mean, so the lowest game had more people watching it than all of the basketball games together.
Totally.
LeBron, you're wrong.
LeBron, you're wrong. But NBA All-Star Weekend, the only thing I'm curious about with the Super Bowl, when they go to 18 games and the Super Bowl gets moved to President's Day weekend, and I don't think these are ifs. These are whens, frankly, because they're going to get it done. That's what the NFL does. I wonder what Daytona does. So the Daytona 500 is always the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
What time?
I think they run it kind of early, though.
Well, if they run it early, it's cool.
I think Daytona sticks.
Daytona's
its own world.
Daytona has a different eclectic crew that watches it no matter what. And if it's early, and if you got guys that are – racing, they like the racing and they like football, they can go watch Daytona and still go watch football. Won't make a difference.
I agree. I think Daytona sticks. I think the All-Star Weekend, good luck. Maybe you know what they should do?
It's just All-Star Weekend. It's whack anyway.
Yo, remember it used to be awesome? When I was a kid, dude, watching the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, because those guys cared about competition. These guys don't care about competition.
I agree.
They want to have friends.
They should move it to the week before where there's no football. Just switch. Sorry you don't get the holiday anymore, but just switch it up. Go to the, you know, that week between the NFC-AFC title games and the Super Bowl where there's nothing on, that should be your All-Star weekend. Ta-da, I just fixed it for you. What's my man's name, the NBA commissioner that looks like a skeleton? Silver.
Skeletor.
Mr. Silver, I just fixed that for you. You're welcome. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Yes.
So did I. I enjoyed it.
I did.
Not a ton of burgundy and gold, isn't a surprise.
It wasn't a ton of burgundy and gold, but then again, let's be real. What were they going to really show? I think when you look for – the problem is we look for equality. There's no such thing as equality when you're looking at stuff like that.
Looking for equality. No, I thought it was fair.
They were going with the people – they were going to go with the things that were juicier. And right now, we didn't have much this year going on that was going to make him be very interesting. So what they showed is what they showed.
Not a lot of juice out
here.
I want to get into Hard Knocks kind of.
It was cool, though. I mean,
what did we learn?
Like I told you, football is awesome. When you start getting the background, the background information and stuff, we all imagine what we think. When you start, and they don't show you a lot, to be honest with you.
Right.
But when you see just a little bit, it just makes you realize, like you go back to thoughts of like, well, I wonder what was going on before that happened. Then when you see this, you could connect those things and you have a better understanding. They will never let you know to have a complete understanding.
Right.
Believe me.
Update, week 18 scheduling. The NFL does not play that Thursday. So that is just a straight college football day. There's two games Saturday, January 3rd. I imagine those will be similar time slots as the 5 and 8:30 that we just saw Washington get assigned to for Saturday, December 20th. So there's two games Saturday. Then there's 13 games Sunday. The bulk of those will be at 1 o'clock. And then you get whatever West Coast, and then there'll be that national game of the week at 4:30. And then you'll have Sunday night football at 8:30. So the Week 18 NFL schedule will only be Saturday, Sunday. That Monday night is usually a big college football night. So that'll be like the playoff at that point. We are going to talk some college football today. New rankings came out last night. What did we learn? I want to talk more about Hard Knocks when we return. You are listening to B. Mitchell Finley live from BigBear.ai in Ashburn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.